Steve Englebrecht's got two nice runners today at Warwick Farm, and he and Deanne Pena have been a tag team combination for quite a while. They've got a great strike rate. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Sean.
You and Deanne have been. You've been. I was going to say together. That's the wrong word, but you've been. It's been for a number of years, I reckon, hasn't it?
Yeah, for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, the two of you combine, you just regularly win races.
We've had a good strike rate, that's for sure.
Yeah, now you got a nice horse today in the second, Gold Finch. This horse that you gave it one run and tipped it out, and it's come back and it's put two together at the Kembla Grange and at Gosford.
Yeah, she's been going really well. I couldn't sort of ask her to do much more than she's done, actually. So, very pleased with her.
You whacked a lagging bit on her. Was that just through a bit of greenness?
Oh, no, she's always worn it, actually, ever since day dot, in all the trials and everything. So, not that it's severe or she lugs or anything. It's more of a precautionary thing that a lot of trainers do these days to give the jocks a little bit more control over the horses in a run.
Yeah, and I just saw on the return the date that they had there, and I thought, oh, it must have been a recent thing, but obviously it's not. Now, she shows a lot of pace, doesn't she?
She's quick off the mark. She can sort of go to 0-60 fairly quickly, so that's a good asset to have.
A Written Tycoon, they are flying at the moment, the Written Tycoons. Have you got any others in the stable?
No, I wish. I can't afford any more. I've been able to hold the Snapple.
Yeah, she's doing beautifully. Barrier 4, and Deanne can take 2 off, so it comes in with 56, which is well weighted. Will you just ping from there and hopefully go straight onto the bunny?
Oh, look, that's a normal pattern, and we've sort of established that that's the best way to ride her. So she'll jump and run, and it depends on if they attack me early, sort of what sort of petrol I spend in the first 400, I suppose. So. That'll determine where we finish, I suppose.
Now, if she gets the money again today, where would you go? Would you try Saturday class?
Look, I've got a little plan mapped out for her, providing she won and won really well today. I wouldn't mind having a crack at a race like the Rosebud or something like that.
Yeah.
But, she'd have to put these horses away fairly easy. Although I do think it's quite a strong race. For this late in the season, it looks on paper really competitive race, probably up to Saturday class. So be interesting to see how she fares.
Now, your other runner's interesting, Brogue. It was up very handy the other day at Warwick Farm. A couple of starts back, ran second in the Nowra Cup. It's obviously got a bit of ability.
Yeah, look, he's no slug. I've had a bit of misfortune with him that I thought he was made too much use of at Rose Hill 2 starts back. And then I missed a race at Canterbury with him. I would have loved to have given him 1900 at Canterbury before I stepped him up into a trip. But he got belted out of that race. They only run 10 or something on the day. And we had to go straight to the 2400. And he was a little bit underdone. But he actually looked the winner on the turn. He peeled out behind him and looked like he was going to race right away from him. And he got a stitch. But he was there until the furlong. And I thought he ran quite a credible race, actually.
So you give me a nice little each-way chance today.
I think he's over the odds. I really do. Although I would have preferred to see him draw a much better barrier than he has today. Deanne might have to make a little bit of use of him early, which is... and there looks to be good speed in the race. So it'll be interesting to see the first 400 of that, how it fares out as well.
All right. Well, look, good luck today. Two nice chances there. And Gold Finch, you've got to be going to the race with a little bit of a spring in your step there.
I'm cautious of the opposition, but I'm pretty upbeat about her chances. She's quite a smart filly, probably one of the quickest I've had for quite a long time. So, if she can measure up it.
Well, good luck today for both of you. You and Deanne, it's been a lethal combination, Steve, and let's hope you strike again.
Okay, thanks very much, Sean.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Englebrecht there, and he and Deanne Pena, they've had a terrific strike rate.